Vino.
Hi.
Funkovina. And I had Laguna. I had no idea you guys were a Bok Bok crowd. I heard like Laguna, you're like hoity-toity and stuff. So I was like, Bok Bok. But anyways, if you are new, we do welcome you, you know, and that's crazy because, you know, when I was new and they said welcome, like, what do these people want from me? You know, because that's the way the people I hung out with, that's what it was all about, what I can get from you and what you can get from me. You know, we don't want nothing. You know, we would like to show you a way of living that you probably don't understand. You know, I didn't know that when I got here, and I didn't believe that when I got here. My sobriety date, September 3rd, 2016. I have a sponsor named Carl M. And my home group is the Working Steps of Dying meeting on Sunday at the 502 Club in Covina. My sobriety wasn't a planned date. It wasn't any different than any other day. I was riding my swim bicycle back to my motel room at about 10 o'clock at night. And the LA County Sheriff's Department decided to put me in the back of their car because they knew who I was by then. They knew me by name, and they knew I shouldn't be out on the street because I was probably in some kind of trouble, you know. And that's where my drinking needs can take me, you know. And that's where, I don't know, it's kind of weird how I got there because it didn't start out that way, you know. I drank and I had fun and I hung out, and I would drink, and I'd go out to clubs, and I'd go out to parties, and I'd go out and do stuff. And then for some reason, after a while, it became I needed to drink to leave the house, to go to anywhere, you know. And that's how it was. And it's like they say, this thing's progressive. It was progressive, you know. I drank less than some people and more than others, you know. And I didn't think I was anything any different. I didn't know I was bodily different from anybody, you know. I was just kind of going along with the crowd, you know. But it always did seem like my crowd would always disappear. Like my best friend from high school, you know, he couldn't hang. You know, we went to college together. He moved out halfway through the semester because he wanted to go to college. He wanted to get an education. You know, I wanted to get girls and I wanted to drink. You know, that's what I did. You know, and I hadn't had any idea. I just was always judging everybody else's issues, like that what they can do, what they can't do, what. You know, I'd never looked at myself. And that was the one thing on September 3rd, when I got in the back of that cop car, I was like, again, hearing him again. I mean, I had been arrested, I don't even know how many times, you know. But for that one day, it's like I realized that nothing was going to change, that I couldn't figure it out. You know, because that's what I was always trying to do, was trying to figure it out. I would get to something. I would get the job. I would get the right girl. I would get something that would fix me, so I would be okay, and then I could live a normal life, you know, not doing the things I had been doing for the last years and years and years, you know. And I just, for some reason, that was a really, like, I saw myself for what I was. Not an alcoholic, you know, to put it in, you know, the way I actually thought was I was a piece of shit, and I was a born loser. You know, just a loser. That's what I thought. I thought that when I walked in the rooms, I had no idea of alcoholism. I didn't know that what was going on when I walked in here. You know, these things you talk about, these things seem like Greek to me, you know. And I was going to figure this out. I wasn't going to stick around because I can't get these things you guys were promising. I'm different, you know. I'm too far down. The first time I went to Alcoholics Anonymous, it was 1997, and I went on a core card. And I don't remember like what you guys said ex at all. I went there just to get my court card signed before I realized I could sign it myself. And I was like, these losers, this is the reason why they lost their jobs and their wives. You know, they don't know how to, they're losers. That's their excuse. You know, and once I get those things, then I will be okay. And I won't, if I have them, I won't lose them. I'm different. You know, that's how I thought at the time. You know, and the truth was, is I never could find the right combination. I never could find the right things. You know, I lived the disease of in my so much alone. You know, I ended up isolating by myself. I isolated from my family. I disappeared. You know, as long as they don't see what I'm doing, then I'm not hurting anybody. Instead of being honest with them, tell them I need help and I can't do this, I would just stay away to the streets, to couch surfing, to wherever I could. I mean, I bartended for a long time and I slept behind the bar, slept behind the bar I worked at because I didn't have nowhere to go. Motel room to motel room. I mean, that's just how I lived for a very long time. And I had no idea how to get out of it. I really had no idea. But like I said, on that day, when I finally got to the county jail, I laid on that cot and I go, I gotta stop. Something's gotta be different, And I thought of what, even though they couldn't, the closest parts of my family, they had passed away. My father, my grandparents, my grandparents always like, you can do it. She's the one, my one connection to God was my grandmother. She would say, pray, she would pray for me. And I would get so angry when she said that because it's not doing any good, And so my spirit, that spiritual part of me had died a long time ago. But that day, I believe they saw me, and I thought for once, what would they think of me now? Because I'd given up. To die would have been a relief, is how I felt. And it was coming. I was having seizures. I was having this. I was having that. And people were like, you better go to the doctor. You're going to die. And I'm like, well, I know what they're going to tell me. And what's the point? I know what they're going to say. What's the point? But, so I walked in these rooms and I just came to figure out, how did you guys stop that I couldn't figure out? What did you guys know that I couldn't figure out? Because I tried all of these things for myself, all the things that I thought I could think of off the top of my head. I was like, what's different about you? And you talk about God, you talk about steps, you talk about this, you talk about that. I'm like, no, I prayed a lot and before, and it never changed anything. I had a God that just once upon a time, and it was kind of pointless, and you know what? I was just desperate enough to believe that you guys hadn't really stopped, and I couldn't. Those were the two things that I really understood. And I moved into the, so I got out of the county jail, walking around downtown LA with nowhere to live, nowhere to go, no ideas. And my aunt said, you want to move into sober living? So I said, yeah. And that sober living told me, you're gonna go to AA. It was not my idea. It wasn't my plan, And I get there and they're like, this is AA boot camp. You're gonna go to meetings, you're gonna go to meetings, you're gonna meetings, and I said yes. And that's the one part that's weird. I said yes, and that I could tell you right now, that word is the reason why I'm so sober today, because I said yes. When that sober living told me what to do, I said yes. When they tell me you're going to meetings, I said yes. And I went to meetings. I went to as many meetings as I could. And I did more than the mandatory amount, and I got commitments and I got involved. I got really involved, and you guys became my family before anything. And luckily there's a guy in there that my first sponsor, I knew him from the streets, and I'm like, if he could do it, I could do it. So he's the first one to take me through the steps, and I started having this little change of thinking. Like, maybe I can too. Maybe there might be something to this. And just really quickly, I don't know, I've got a couple minutes, okay. Well, okay, there's a song by Social Distortion called Ball and Chain. And through my life, since the first time I heard that song, I thought the ball and chain was life. I swear to God, I thought life was the ball and chain, and you just had to pull it through, trying to get to the end. That's what I believed. That's what I thought. And I was mowing along, and they were singing a song talking about, and I was like, wait, that's an addiction song. He's talking about drinking. He's talking about these. And it blew my mind that I had a change of thinking. And that was the beginning. I started having all these changes of thinking that I didn't know that I was wrong. They have another song called I Was Wrong. And I was like, I was wrong. And for me to admit that I'm wrong is really hard because I like to be right. I always like to be right. I argue about being right. I don't like to be wrong. And to admit to myself that I was wrong was huge. And so maybe there's something to this. But anyways, like I said, I've got 8 years. I worked in treatment. I'm going to college. Somebody suggested that, and I was like, I haven't been to college in a long time. I said no. I used to have really long hair, and my sponsor said, do you ever think of cutting it? I said no. And up to 2 months ago, I cut it all off, and I kind of like it. It's kind of, but there were so many of these things I said no. to like making amends to my stepmother. I said, probably not. I don't mean nothing from that woman, but I didn't anyway. You know, I did it anyway. And these things changed me in a different way of thinking and living that I didn't understand. You know, and I still got some weight, some things where in life I need to be where I want to be. You know, I got to finish school. I got to do these things, but I'm doing them. You know, I'm walking through these fears I had. I wasn't smart enough. Da 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 da. You know, so that's all I got. The time I got, you said time. So that's all I got. Thank you very much.